turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the custom king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we've got a fascinating stack of sources, all focused on, well, a really immediate challenge for local businesses: voice search optimization.
And specifically for the Austin market in 2025.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. When someone in Austin grabs their phone and asks, "Where's the best tacos near me?" They are so far past the browsing stage.
Oh, absolutely. They're not typing keywords and comparing 10 blue links. It's a direct conversational question. And they expect one definitive answer.
And that's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to unpack the exact technical and content strategies that make your website that single answer.
And the urgency is real. The sources are pretty clear. Over 50% of Austin residents now use voice assistants every single day to find local services.
50%, that's half your potential market just talking to their phones, for everything from plumbers to pediatricians.
So if your site isn't optimized for VSO or voice search optimization, you're essentially invisible to that whole high-intent audience.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is VSO, and how does it change the game for how we should think about our websites?
At its core, VSO is about adapting your entire digital presence. So your site, your Google Business profile, everything. So that voice assistants like Siri, Google Assistant, and Alexa can easily find you.
And not just find you, but feel confident recommending you.
Precisely.
Yeah.
The huge difference is the query itself. A type search is short, you know, Pizza Austin.
Right.
But a voice search is long. It's conversational. It's something like, what pizza places are open now on South Congress?
And that conversational part is so critical because it signals immediate intent. They want to call or get directions or buy something, like right now.
It's speed and context. Voice users are almost always multitasking, driving, cooking. They need an answer now.
So we've definitely established the urgency. Let's get into the mechanics. How does this all actually work?
The tech behind it all is natural language processing, or NLP.
NLP, right.
And it's not just about matching words anymore. It's about interpreting the full intent of human speech. That includes, you know, slang, regional accents, the way people in Texas actually talk.
And that's what allows the search engine to give just one answer.
Exactly. Unlike the 10 blue links we're used to, a voice result is usually that one answer. It gets pulled from a featured snippet, a local map pack, or a knowledge panel.
So getting that top spot isn't just an advantage, it's the whole game.
It's everything. And that's why the content has to be local, conversational, and directly answer a specific question. If someone asks your coffee shop, "What time do you close today?" that answer has to be there, structured perfectly, or the assistant just moves on.
And in a place like Austin, with such a tech-savvy population, you see this adoption rate just skyrocketing. Service-based queries are dominating, especially during those rush hours, you know, weekday mornings and evenings.
And the queries are hyper-local. It's not just in Austin anymore. It's about being tied to specific landmarks or neighborhoods.
Can you give us some of those specific Austin examples, the kind of things businesses really need to be listening for?
Sure. We're seeing things like best BBQ near Zilker Park. The location is the main keyword there.
Right.
Or for something urgent, emergency plumber in Round Rock. For entertainment, live music tonight downtown Austin. And for services, you know, veterinarian open Sunday South Lamar. These exact phrases are the new keywords.
That sets the stage perfectly. So we know the battlefield now. How do we win?
We need a tactical guide.
Here's where it gets really interesting. We've got a 6-step optimization checklist that combines the tech and the content. Step one starts with a big mindset shift away from short terms and toward conversational long tail keywords.
Right. You have to stop thinking about Austin accountant and start building content around the full question. Something like, what accountant in Austin specializes in small business tax?
You're targeting the user's actual intent.
The full intent. And you can find these questions using tools like Answer the Public or even just looking at Google's People Also Ask sections. The goal should be a spreadsheet of, say, 20 to 30 of these conversational phrases.
Covering that whole customer journey.
Which brings us to step two. And this is the heavy lifting. Adding FAQ page and a how-to schema markup.
So schema Explain that. It's more than just a tag, right?
Oh, much more. Think of it as a translation layer for the search engine. It's code, usually JSON-LD, that explicitly tells Google, hey, this block of text is a question, and this part right here is the answer, ready to be read aloud.
And that's how you get those rich results, those enhanced listings.
That's how. And you have to be meticulous. One misplaced comma in the JSON-LD, and the whole thing breaks.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to use Google's rich results test tool to make sure it's perfect.
Got it.
Yeah.
Step three is something that should be familiar, but is now even more critical. Optimizing your Google business profile, your GBP.
It's the absolute bedrock of local voice search.
Yeah.
You have to fill out every single field, category, attributes, hours, everything.
But there's a specific VSO twist here, isn't there?
There is. You need to proactively go in and populate the questions and answers section on your own profile. Voice assistants often pull answers directly from there, so it's a chance to answer those conversational queries before they even hit your website.
And you have to keep it active, post updates, respond to every review quickly, like within 48 hours.
That brings us to step four, and this is where so many businesses leak leads without realizing it. Improving local citations and NAP consistency.
NAP. Okay, that's name, address, phone number.
Right.
It seems like such a tiny detail. Why is this so critical for voice search?
Because the search engine runs on confidence. If your name or address is slightly different across Yelp, Apple Maps, and your own site, get confused. Is it Suite or Stide? Is the phone number formatted with parentheses or periods?
That tiny bit of ambiguity is enough to lower its confidence.
And if it's not confident, it won't recommend you. I heard about an Austin clinic that lost a ton of business because their Google Maps PIN used an old address, while their site had the new one. That tiny difference meant Siri just skipped right over them.
Wow. Okay, so an audit is mandatory. Everything has to match perfectly.
Perfectly.
So step five brings us back to content structure, designing pages specifically for featured snippets.
Right, because those are the boxed answers that get read aloud.
Right.
The format has to be pristine. You use a clear question-based header, like an H2, and then immediately follow it with a super concise direct answer.
How concise are we talking?
The first 40 to 60 words. That's the sweet spot.
But wait, if we make the answer that short, aren't we sacrificing the long-form content we need for, you know, regular SEO authority? How do you balance that?
That's the key tension, right? The strategy isn't to make all your content short. It's to structure the very top of the page with that snippet-ready answer. And then you can elaborate and provide depth in the paragraphs below.
So you satisfy the machine first, then the human reader.
Exactly. And use formatting like numbered lists for how-to guides, bullet points for options, tables for pricing, anything that makes the information easy to extract.
Okay, that makes sense. And finally, step six, the non-negotiable foundation for all of this.
Mobile-first speed and core web vitals.
Because voice queries happen on mobile.
Almost always. And if your site takes more than 3 seconds to load, you're pretty much invisible.
Well,
the sources are aggressive on this. You're penalized out of voice ecosystem.
So what are the main technical culprits here? What should people look for?
It really boils down to core web vitals, which is how Google measures user experience on a page. You need to aim for a mobile score above 90.
And the big three are LCP, IMP, and CLS.
Right. LCP is how fast your main content loads. INP is how quickly your page responds when someone clicks something. And CLS, cumulative layout shift, is how much the page elements jump around while loading. A high CLS score is an instant user experience killer on mobile.
So let's dig into those deeper technical fixes that are now just table stakes.
We have to get surgical with speed. First, images. Compress them aggressively. The goal is under 200 kilobytes per image. And use modern formats like WebP.
Right. WebP can cut file size by like 25 to 35% over a JPEG with no real quality loss.
And you can implement lazy loading for images that are below the fold, so they only load when a user actually scrolls down to them. That dramatically improves that initial LCP score.
What about security and protocols?
HTTPS is mandatory. That's a given. But you also need to ensure you're using HTTP2, not the older version. HTTP2 is much faster for mobile because it can handle multiple requests over a single connection. It's a huge speed boost.
Okay, so once the technical foundation is solid, let's go back to the content formats that really win in this environment.
You need dedicated FAQ blocks. The customer's question is the header, and the concise 40 to 60 word answer is right below it. No fluff. For instructional queries, how-to step lists are perfect.
And the language has to be really specific.
Yes. Not just update your settings, but click the settings gear icon in the top right corner of the dashboard. Actionable.
And the writing style itself can't be robotic.
Absolutely not. Write your intros as if you're answering a friend. Here's a great test. Read your content out loud. If it sounds clunky or robotic, rewrite it. It has to flow like natural speech.
And just when we think we have all this figured out, we have to look ahead at what's coming next.
It's the next frontier. Large language models, LLMs, and AI search.
So ChatGPT, Gemini, they're already powering the newer voice assistants.
They are, and it demands a strategic shift. LLMs don't just pull a snippet anymore. They synthesize an answer. They build these huge knowledge graphs. And that means your content needs to establish your business as an authoritative entity.
What does that actually look like for, say, a local Austin plumber?
It means publishing detailed guides, case studies, content that shows true expertise. If you are the ultimate authority on Austin commercial HVAC standards, the LLM is more likely to learn from you and cite you accurately, reducing its own risk of, you know, making stuff up.
So you have to be the source of truth, and you also have to proactively check what the AI is saying about you.
Yes, you have to monitor your AI mentions. Ask chatbots conversational questions about your industry and see if you're mentioned. If the info is wrong, you have to submit corrections. Your reputation is now partially in the hands of these models.
So what does this all mean? How do you even begin to measure success here?
Well, first, standard website clicks are misleading for VSO.
Right, because the user might get the answer without ever clipping through.
Exactly. So the metrics have to change. You need to track impressions and especially click to call using unique trackable phone numbers. For voice search, a phone call is often the ultimate conversion.
And you have to monitor the map pack and those zero click rankings. Using tools like Local Falcon, you can see your ranking on a heat map of the city. Just showing up in that three pack is a huge win.
Then you calculate lead value versus spend. Assign a dollar value to a call or a directions request based on your conversion rates. The sources suggest that for most Austin businesses, if you do this right, you'll see a positive ROI within about 6 to 9 months.
And what about Austin-specific issues? Like with the city's diversity, how does VSO handle bilingual queries?
The technology is surprisingly good at recognizing Spanish-English code switching. But for the best results, for clarity, you should have separate, properly translated pages. Don't mix languages on one page. Clarity builds that confidence we talked about.
And for device usage, is it mostly smart speakers at home or phones on the go?
It's overwhelmingly mobile. About 70% of voice queries in Austin happen on a mobile device, dominated by Google Assistant and Siri. The other 30% is smart speakers, usually for less urgent at home kind of stuff.
It sounds like a massive undertaking. For a business owner listening, when do you know it's time to stop trying to do it yourself and get professional help?
Doing this in-house is a serious commitment. You're looking at 10 to 15 hours a week, and you need real technical SEO skills, content strategy, and access to professional tools like SEMrush or Aras.
What's the red flag? When do you call for backup?
I'd say if your local visibility is going down, or if you're stuck on the technical side, like implementing schema or fixing those core web vital scores, or if you've been at it for 6 months and your map pack rankings just aren't moving, it's time to invest in an expert.
This has really made it clear that VSO is this intense blend of technical precision and conversational art. We're seeing initial improvements in 3 to 6 months with budgets around $1,000 to $3,000 a month for ongoing work, maybe a bit more for a one-time project. It's a real investment, but it's aimed directly at those high-intent customers.
And you have to remember that long-term vision. Because these AI systems are learning right now from what's on the web, the quality of the authoritative content you publish today, that's what will determine if your business is even recognized by AI in the years to come.
That really raises a crucial question for everyone listening. How does establishing your digital entity today future-proof your business against whatever comes next in search, ensuring you remain the definitive answer no matter how the question is asked? That's something to think about as you start to optimize.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO isn't making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.